for Little Friends, What Grace for God by Wendy Ellison. And they shall also teach their children to pray. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 28. Bedtime, Mommy called from upstairs. Grace's blonde curls bounced as she hopped up the stairs and into her room. She grabbed her fluffy stuffed bunny and jumped into bed. Then she jumped right back out again. Mommy, I can't go to bed yet. I forgot something very important. Mommy smiled. I think you're right. Grace ran to her dresser and pulled out her favorite fuzzy pajamas. She put them on and slid back under the covers. Suddenly she sat up. I still forgot something very important. I think you're right, Mommy answered patiently. I need a glass of milk. I always have milk before I go to bed. Well, Mommy left and came back with a glass of cold milk. Grace drank every drop, then licked off her milk mustache. Now I'm ready for bed, Grace said, snuggling deep into the warmth of her covers. Only a second later, she popped out again. Mommy, I still forgot something very important. Mommy nodded. I think you're right. Grace hurried to the bathroom sink and brushed her teeth until they were shiny white. Then she washed her face and hands. Now I'm ready for bed. Grace scampered back to her room and dove into her empty bed. Before there was even time to say goodnight, she tumbled out again. I still forgot something very important. I think you're right, Mommy chuckled. I could never go to sleep without a hug and a kiss from my favorite people in the whole world. She ran down the hall and bumped down the stairs to the living room. She pulled the newspaper out of Daddy's hands and gave him a big bear hug and a kiss. Then she ran back up to her room, squeezed Mommy tight, and kissed her goodnight. Now I'm ready for bed, Grace said, crawling under her quilted covers and pulling them up to her eyes. She pulled them right back down. I still forgot something very important. I think you're right, Mommy replied. I need a bedtime story. It will give me sweet dreams all night long. Mommy read Grace's favorite fairy tale. Now I'm ready for bed, Grace sighed. I'm dressed in my warm pajamas. I had a yummy glass of milk. I brushed my teeth and washed my face. I kissed Mommy and Daddy goodnight, and I heard my favorite bedtime story. Then Grace gasped and her eyes got big. Mommy, I forgot the most important thing of all. I know you did, Mommy agreed. Grace slipped out of bed onto her knees. She folded her arms, bowed her head, and closed her eyes. Her mother joined her. Then Grace said a prayer to Heavenly Father. She thanked him for all that she had and asked him to bless her. Grace was glad to talk to Heavenly Father. She knew that he listened to her prayers. When she finished in the name of Jesus Christ, she felt warm inside. Happily, she climbed back into bed. Mother tucked the covers under her chin and turned off the light. Now I really am ready for bed, Grace thought, as she drifted peacefully off to sleep. Crunchy Kite by Hillary Hendricks, and you'll probably need help with this. To make this kite, you will need a small amount of cake frosting, 1 graham cracker square for the body of the kite, 1 strand of thin licorice for the kite frame and tail, 8 candy corns, bows on the kite tail. And there is an illustration on page 31 for those that will be helping you with this. Spread the frosting on one side of the graham cracker and place it, frosting side up, on a plate. Follow the picture to create your own kite. Use dabs of frosting to keep the candy corns from sliding. Good Shepherd Game, written and illustrated by Jennifer Hughes, and you'll need help with this. We have a picture on page 33 of 9 sheep. If a lamb is lost, a good shepherd finds it and brings it back to the fold. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd because he rescues us when we are lost. Before playing the good shepherd game, glue this page to poster board and let the glue dry. Color each lamb a different color or a different pattern of colors. Then cut out the lambs. Play the game in family home evening by hiding a lamb and letting a member of the family find it. If you wish, you can baa louder or softer as he or she gets closer to or farther from the lost lamb. Let everyone have a turn being the shepherd, or each family member can take turns finding all 9 lambs. You can play another game called Please Don't Eat Shauna the Sheep. Lay the sheep on a flat surface, then place a small candy on each sheep. One family member leaves the room while everyone else chooses one sheep to be Shauna. The person comes back and begins to eat the candies one at a time. When the person tries to eat Shauna, everyone yells, "Don't eat Shauna!" That person's turn is over. Replace the eaten candies and let someone else have a turn. End of the section for Little Friends. Verse, growing.